You may have seen a bit of publicity a couple of weeks ago about a gun amnesty in the north of the state. There was some concern about the amount of firearms that were out and about in the public, and there is going to be a similar event happening this weekend on the northwest and west coast. Tell us a bit more about it, Senior Sergeant Tony Stewart from Tasmania Police. Good afternoon, Tony.
How you doing, Martin?
Good, good. Now, the response to the amnesty up north was really good, and I know that there's a permanent amnesty in place. It's always been there, but a lot of people probably don't realise that.
Yeah, that's correct. And on the back of the amnesty in the north, I actually went up and viewed the one at Carrick, and I was pleasantly surprised how people, you know, embraced the concept. And we got something like 30 firearms at that one side at Carrick, and you know, over 50 firearms for the north, and you know, a significant amount of ammunition was handed in. So that was very pleasing. And on the back of there. Promotion, we're looking at doing the same and just take some of that momentum into our areas.
So it's happening this coming Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Sheffield Town Hall, at the Gawler Room at the Ulverston Civic Centre, Smithton Basketball Stadium and the Rosebery Footy Club Rooms. Tony, people hang on to firearms for all sorts of different reasons. It's not because they want to rob a bank sometime down the track, but what are the sorts of reasons that people do hang on? I mean, it's not illegal, I guess, but, well, it probably is illegal, but they don't realise it. And why are they hanging on to them, do you think?
Well, certainly, and I've experienced it myself. I've got I've had elderly relatives that have come off the land, and you know, there may be some sentiment in a firearm that you know may have been a relative, you know, that fought in the war or similar. And we certainly saw this 2 weeks ago at Carrick that you know, we're talking some of these firearms are over 100 years old and do have some sentimental value, but the people that are handing them in see that the issues with, you know, they may be have them stored at the moment, but they probably haven't got the right facilities, the right safe, etc. And they are committing an offence by having these firearms, you know, under the bed or tucked up in a wardrobe. So it's actually a relief to some of these people when they do hand over a firearm that they no longer have to worry about that firearm coming into someone else's hands. You know, and firearms in the wrong hands are dangerous and certainly of utmost concern to us.
Yeah, and it's not just firearms, it's also ammunition and other things like that that you're asking people to come forward with?
Yeah, certainly any sort of ammunition that, you know, it may not be of any use to you, but someone else that may get hold of that could use it, as I said, in a firearm that they have. So anything that they believe, even the other day, you know, we saw things from starter pistols and blanks and the seal scare, those sort of things, anything like that, please hand it in. We'll deal with it. All we need to do is get a signature off that person to say that they are the owner of that item, whether it's a firearm or ammunition. We'll take that and we'll get it destroyed legally.
And that's the end of it. There's no questions asked because that's the whole point of an amnesty, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And as you've said, you know, the amnesty does take place permanently, but this is just bringing it to people's mind to say, well, here's an opportunity for you. You may have a firearm, or it may be something that your neighbours had that you're aware of. You know, assist them and get them to come in, and we'll take possession of it, and we'll take that off their hands.
And given that it's only like a four-hour window on Saturday, because we do have a permanent amnesty, it means that anyone that can't make it this Saturday can walk into any police station in Tasmania any time and hand over a firearm, no questions asked.
Yeah, certainly. And the main issue for people don't want to walk down, and most police stations are in main streets of towns, and there is a concern about, you know, carrying a firearm into a town and then walking down the street. So what we'd like, I said, if people can ring either their local station, police station, or 64777207, and we will arrange to come out and pick it up from you. And certainly at the firearm amnesty 2 weeks ago, there were people from the Western District, our policing district, that were ringing up saying, I know you've got an amnesty, can you come and get my firearm? So the publicity, even though, you know, we're centering on a number of areas, if you're outside that area, you can't get to one of those sites on that Saturday, please ring and we will make arrangements to suit to come and get that firearm. And hopefully that brings a little bit of peace of mind to these people.
There's been a perception that there's been an increase in gun crime in the Launceston area in particular, and there's been a task force established to address that. But I think we're a bit luckier on the northwest coast, aren't we? I mean, we had an incident in Penguin last week, and we can't talk about that because it's subject to court proceedings. But generally speaking, we're probably pretty lucky on the northwest coast, aren't we, for those sorts of incidents?
Oh, certainly Tasmania statewide is a very safe state, and when we get... Because we've got such a low reporting base, when we get a number of incidents, it tends to grab the headlines. But the Northwest is certainly not immune to any of these things that are happening in other areas of the state. But as we say, I said, it's the firearms that are the concern. So we're here to try and take that that ammunition, firearm, whatever it is, off the street to make the community safer.
And the other thing too, Tony, we should touch on too, is that if anyone has any information or suspicion about stolen firearms, they should contact police.
Oh, certainly, yes. You know, your local police station or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 any time. We're certainly, there are illegal firearms out there. There are people that will use that firearm to their advantage. We're happy to listen and we'll act on any information that's received.
Terrific, Tony. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
No, thanks for everything, Martin.